So officers originally called to Rocky Mountain Discount Sports at 440 Broadway for the report of an individual who had stolen a handgun from the store. It was reported that the individual was looking at the handgun and had fled the store when it was shown to him. As officers were searching the area that he was last seen going into, shortly after that we received a call of a stolen vehicle in that very same area. Officers continued to canvass the area looking for both the suspect and the stolen vehicle, at which point a sheriff's deputy located the stolen vehicle in the south end of town at a convenience store filling up. When the deputy went to contact him, the subject fled the scene and in the stolen vehicle. And it was unknown at the time that it was the same individual who had run from the store. That individual fled and got into a commercial park where it was a dead end where he had no way to get out, and he was taken into custody without incident from that point. And it was at that point that he was determined to be the same individual who had stolen the gun from Rocky Mountain Discount Sports. That gun was located. They did not know it was loaded, but it was loaded in the vehicle when they encountered him.